daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. I'm Justin Robert Young, editor of iTricks.com, and in this January 4th, 2009 edition of the program, you'll hear about the Masters of Illusion, an evening of wonder, Taco Bell's generous offer to double the beef, and stay tuned later to hear which famous circus company has a new magic show. Hint, it's not the one based in Vegas. Here to help us with all of this is the creator of the iTricks Trick of the Year for 2008, tagged. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very proud to welcome to the program the man who, when all the dust was settled on our live chat Final Four fight to the death, was the last one standing, Rich Ferguson. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, Justin. I'm doing really good, buddy. Thanks for having me back on. It's good to hear from you.
It is fantastic to have you on in what I would consider the victory lap for our Trick of the Year Final Four showdown. So to the winner goes the spoils, and I guess among that is the first Magic Week in Review for 2009. And hopefully this can be a tradition. You know, we'll have the winner on the first week of the year. But thank you very, very much for joining us.
My pleasure. This is exciting. So what's shaking in Magic this week?
Well, I'll tell you, before we get to that, I just want to remind everybody that if you would like to fire back on anything you hear on this podcast, go ahead and email show@itricks.com or leave a comment on the Magic Week in Review post on itricks.com, and we will get into everything. But first this, of course, everybody who's a regular listener to the podcast remembers Paul Ramhani. We've had him on as a guest a few times, and he has a new book out. It's called Entertaining on a Cruise Ship. If you've ever dreamed of performing on a cruise ship with your magic, this 270-page book is a must-have. It's chock full of insider information on how to secure well-paying work on cruise ships. You'll find loads of facts about ships, ship life, and details about day-to-day existence as a guest entertainer on a ship, the good times and the not-so-good. Plus, in a further effort to share the richness that a career in cruise ship entertainer might offer you, it includes Ramhani's beautiful personal photos from around the world and even excerpts of his very own personal journal. You'll also get up-to-date listings of booking agents, a glossary of ship terms, and ship contact information. TC Tahoe says, what you have here is the definitive work on working in the cruise industry. And Tony Blanco says, this is the type of book that contains the top secrets you will need to know to be part of this great entertainment lifestyle. Name a question about working on cruise ships, and it's answered in this massive book. His section on do's and don'ts is worth the price of this incredible book alone. And what is that price? Well, it is a scant $29.95, and you can pick it up from all respected magic dealers or direct from paulramhani.com. The quick spelling, it is paulromhany.com. So go ahead and support a regular guest on this podcast, Paul Ramhani. If you want to be on a cruise ship, this is the book to get. So for all you folks who have 2009, maybe New Year's resolution on getting into that industry, that is your first step, paulramhani.com. All right, into the news. Masters of Illusion, the new Magic variety series produced by Gabe Blackstone, will premiere Monday on the My Network. So if you're listening to this podcast on Tuesday or later, it has already premiered. Rich, what are you expecting from this new series?
I'm expecting a lot, actually. It's pretty exciting. I was just kind of putting it all together and realizing that I didn't even know that it was going to be such a long series with so many magicians. And I've heard of this and through production because I've met Gay and I was familiar with and semi-involved years ago in trying to be on another show she did through her Associated Television company. And it was called World Magic Awards. And I've kind of followed her production company and kind of this her process since then, just because I had a slight foot in the door at one point. And this is awesome. There's like, I think, what, seven? Do you know? It's like 70 magicians or something like that. It's a lot
ton.
Of talent.
It is a ton. I mean, we've nailed down a bunch of names so far just in having people on the show. And we haven't really even been looking. You know, it's just people that we talk to a bunch.
It all seems like this is going to be a combination of like that old, just fantastic show, World's Greatest Magic, mixed with that style she's been doing with Associated Television with that whole World Magic Award. So I'm imagining it's going to be a fantastic series. It's going to cover every style and personality in magic, you know, all the, you know, the edgy street magic, storytelling, parlor stage, everything. And it's, I'm expecting great things from it. I think it's going to probably be awesome.
When you look at it on paper, it almost seems like the exact laundry list that people complain about when they talk about current magic on TV. You know, that they don't feature X, Y, and Z performers, which, you know, a lot of them are going to be featured on this. That they don't do parlor magic, that, you know, it's way too focused on street magic, that maybe it relies on certain kinds of methods or editing or stooging. This seems like, and obviously we won't know until it airs, but it seems like a lot of those issues are addressed. Now, the follow-up question to that is, do you think that will stop people from complaining that this isn't the kind of magic that should be on TV, that should be something different?
No. Yeah, I think when anyone puts themselves out there, it's unfortunate, no matter how good something is, there's always going to be another side to that. And you know, some people might miss an episode that would have made them happy. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
they might see an episode that maybe focuses on too many teenagers, and there's probably going to be someone that complains saying, I know a bunch of teenagers better than that, or whatever. You know, there's always someone that complains.
Yeah.
But I think all in all, people are going to be pretty stoked. I just have high expectations for it. And I have a feeling with the few amount of people that I know that are involved, it's just going to be awesome. I'm excited. I wish I was already filmed and I knew I had effects on the show. I think that would have been cool. But I just, knowing that there's a, you know, a 17-year-old girl doing sleight of hand magic, there's mentalists, there's stage illusions. I mean, it's just going to cover it's not going to leave a leaf unturned, you know? So I think that's going to be good for everybody. I think if they stick through the season, I think everyone's going to be walking away pretty happy about it. I bet you some people will complain saying that's my favorite trick. I can't believe they showed, you know, crazy man handcuffs. Dang it, that's my trick. They shouldn't show that on mass production, you know, and things like that. But that's just, you know, I think it's a good time in magic. It's really rolling really well right now. And I think it's just time with the economy that people want something exciting and fun, and people want to be entertained, period. You know, if you were to go back to the very basics in time, you got a man that hunts for food. You got your guy at the fire that entertains people at night. And it's just, there's only a couple of things we absolutely have to have. And that is a shelter, some food, and some entertainment. And so I think this is great for magic.
Absolutely. So remember to be around your fire at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Monday on MyTV. So if you're not Eastern Standard, then obviously adjust accordingly. But that's when it will make its debut. I guess it would probably be on 9 West Coast time, too.
I don't know how that's going to work. If it's what time is it? East Coast?
Well, it's 9, but it's also network television, so it's a local.
Oh, right, so they delay it and all that stuff,
so it'll be delayed till 9.
Yep.
On the other side of the pond, Darren Brown's Evening of Wonders special was announced as airing on Channel 4 on July 13th. The hour-long affair is a filmed version of DB's most recent touring show. Rich, same question. What do you expect from Darren's new special?
All right, I have to say that I focus mostly on opportunity-based magic. I just wing it, and I take advantage of situations. I'm very into NLP, and I am a huge, huge Darren fan, and I'm expecting a lot from this as well. I have a feeling this is going to be a very, very sophisticated program. I've always wondered, you know, if they're going to do a series similar to like Masters of Illusion, but focused on just tons of people that do mentalism, but I think it maybe doesn't play well on TV. But Darren's just so theatrical and just has such a way about
phenomenon,
him.
You know.
Yeah. which I was highly involved with, and that just didn't do so well. But Darren's just got a real theatrical way about him, and it doesn't sound like this is going to be just street tricks. It sounds like it's part of his actual tour.
No,
so
this is his tour show. Yeah. This is exactly his tour show.
It's going to be huge audiences, a lot of theatrics and lighting and the whole bit. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be beautiful. I expect to see some pretty hair-raising, impossible things. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to complain that aren't really heavily into mentalism and go, hey, this guy's just cheating. There's a bunch of stooges. it's funny. But I have a feeling it's going to be amazing. I'm excited about it.
One of my favorite comments about Darren Brown as a performer was made by the publisher of iTrix and a friend to the world, really, Andrew Main, who said after his heist special that anybody who's watching it, you could tell them everybody involved was stooges. Now, we're not saying that they are, but you could tell somebody that and it wouldn't affect their enjoyment of what they saw the least. And that is powerful entertainment. That is magic taken to a fantastic level.
That's taken art to another level. I was just in a forum today and someone was talking about magic and art and how it's not really an art. And it just, people were going back and forth about it, but there's a good example. Regardless if there's stooges, regardless if there's gimmicks, who cares? If you can take something and make it that entertaining, I mean, you have something special.
Yeah. Yeah. And really that's, I think a goal is to make the method that much less of the, you know, the end users' reason for enjoying it. If they're not thinking about the method, if they could know the method and they wouldn't care because they were entertained so much, that is a very, very good place to be.
Yep. We call it the polish. And Darren's got a lot of polish.
He shines. He gleans from across the Atlantic. He's got so much polish. Speaking of Andrew Main, of course, it is January, which means everybody's pockets are flush with Christmas cash, and there is one place where you should definitely think about spending it. It is shockmagic.com. Yes, you know, as we went over last week on the podcast, all sorts of effects, including the brand new Ghost Ink, which I'll tell you what, just look online. There are some fantastic reviews for this effect, but that is available right now at shockmagic.com, along with all your other favorite Andrew Main effects, including Shrinker, Ghost Bills, Ghost Vision, all the other ghost effects that Andrew's put out over the years. And, you know, really, there's not much more I can say about it, except go there now and make sure that you do not spend 2009 without your soon-to-be favorite Andrew Main effects. Shockmagic.com. Derek Hughes, who was the magic coach to Chris Kidd-Reed on Celebra Cadabra, was spotted by an eagle-eyed eye tricks reader in a new Taco Bell commercial where he extols the virtues of doubling the beef for only 89 cents, Rich. What I ask you is if you could plug one product, and this is we don't have to stay inside magic. It could be anything. What would it be?
I would have to – you're gonna laugh at me.
All right, I'm ready.
I would have to say the iPhone.
Oh!
The iPhone has changed my life, period, end of story. And the reason I would plug it is because I actually have worked with Apple and put together effects based around just the iPhone. And, man, I would love to be on a commercial doing some tricks with the iPhone. I mean, the iPhone is just phenomenal. It's ridiculous.
You're just putting us on, you know, because if you've heard this podcast before, then that's like, you know, 70% of our passion. We are massive iPhone fans. Yeah. We waited in both lines. But here, let's talk about it for a second. You know, what have you worked with Apple on?
Well, done some trade show work for them and some and store shows, openings and things like that, corporate events and, you know, all that good stuff. And there's some information on my website about it. But in general, I just created some really fun effects for corporate and for guests and all that, just revolving around the iPhone, the typical effects where you can take the camera, the phone and scan your hand and things appear or disappear or predictions reveal themselves, things like that. And then also using the iPhone, which is really sneaky, some software-based stuff that communicates your iPhone with your computer. So I can actually, manipulate what's going on the desktop of a computer with the iPhone unbeknownst to the guest. So able to, you know, make things appear, disappear, type stuff, change things. And it just freaks people out. So I was doing a little bit of mentalism using the iPhone as my secret device to control a computer a guest had gone over and typed some secret messages into and all that. So I was able to watch what they typed on my iPhone and things along those lines. It just created a whole slew of effects based around things appearing on the screens. As if, like if I reach behind an iMac and pulled something off the screen, I would pull it off literally and it would be in my hand. It would be the iPhone, you know, off of video. Then I would take the iPhone and do a variety of effects with it and et cetera, et cetera. But just having a lot of fun with just the technology because it's so limitless, you know?
Can I ask you this? Have you looked through the App Store at some of the magic effects there? I mean, would you have any picks for the listeners?
I have not. To tell you the truth, I haven't had much time to play out there. I don't even know what's available, to tell you the truth. I'm a little green when it comes to that side. I just created some stuff on my own, and there's one on my website that's available. But I don't know. I just create them out. I created them out of a means to an end, you know what I mean? Like I got hired, and I thought, you know what? I need to make this happen, so I buckled it up and and just created some really fun effects, just taking advantage of whatever technology was, you know, at my fingertips. And I also had a couple consultants within Apple that knew some really high-end stuff with the software, and we did a couple really clever things that aren't readily available for the iMac or the iPhone that we installed that let me communicate better with different computers and stuff. So it was pretty exciting to have.
I am so insanely jealous. All right, then one final question. What is your favorite app for all the iPhone owners? What are you using the most there on your iPhone? What's on your desktop?
That's a good question. Let me turn this sucker on. I'll let you know.
Come on.
Let me see.
Go ahead.
Well, as far as app, not a downloadable one, but, you know, gosh, I'm on Maps every day. But let me see. Oh, boy.
Well, let me hear. I'll just fill some time here. I will say, even though it's a $10 app, and I gladly paid it because it has wasted so much time of my life, but Monopoly,
is
dominant. It is a dominant force of which can scarcely be contained. That's all I'll say. It is crazy. But yeah, go ahead if you can.
I'm a big game fan. I love to play Cranium with friends, Pictionary.
Oh, those nice.
Guys, I love it. One of my favorite games is this thing you pass around, this little digital device that you pass around. It's called Catchphrase. And there was a downloadable app. It was like $5 called Word Party. And it's basically, it shows you words you cannot say. And then you try to guess, you get your teammate to guess the word. And it controls all the timing. It controls all the scoring, the whole bit. And having it on the iPhone is so cool because when you're traveling, you're at the cabin with friends skiing or whatever it is and it's nighttime, the iPhone having so many games on it that are good for a party is just awesome.
Just invaluable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll move on because I know that not everybody has an iPhone, but then again, everybody should.
All right.
Everybody should. Have you visited trickshopmagic.com? I'll rhetorically ask, because if not, log on now and browse over 6,000 items from their vast online catalog of magic. Why? I'm sure you're asking yourself, Rich Ferguson, creator of Tagged. Because they are a real-life family-owned and operate a magic shop in Southern California. They carry product lines from Viking Magic, John Kennedy Magic, and Theory 11 that you won't find at a lot of other big internet magic sites. TrickShopMagic.com is really your one-stop magic shop. And why else will you love shopping at TrickShopMagic.com? They have everyday low prices, so you don't have to wait for sales like some of the other guys. And all orders over $50 for delivery within these United States gets free priority mail shipping. That's free priority, not just regular mail, free priority. They have a live chat service as well, so you can get assistance picking out your magic tricks while you shop like you are at a real magic store. TrickShopMagic.com, bringing a real live magic shop experience to the internet one click at a time. All right. And again, everybody, well, let's go ahead for 2009. Renew our commitment to harassing everybody at the live desk on Mondays. So if you're listening to this on Monday, go on the TrickShop Magic live desk and harass the guy there. Just, so they know that you're listening. I think that'd be a fun thing. All right, Rich Ferguson, let's talk a little bit about Tagged, because it obviously made its way, cut its way through the competition to win our Trick of the Year 2008. You were nice enough to be on the live chat with us, but how was that experience? Because I don't know how familiar you were with the site before we put you were nominated for Trick of the Year, but I can only assume it was kind of like going from 0 to 60 with all of our live chat people, the voting. It was a pretty crazy time.
Yeah, I was familiar with you guys, obviously, but I wasn't familiar with the chatting and some of the following. And it looked like a lot of people knew each other through the chatting because they were talking back and forth a lot of regulars perhaps. But no, it was awesome. It came out of nowhere because, like I said before when we talked about this the other day, Tagged only came out a few weeks ago. So for it to even be on the list at all blew my mind. I mean, I know it's great. I know the people who have it are stoked because there's so many different levels of, there's a lot of material on the thing. It's not so much just, oh, here's how to write on people. There's a lot of really good, useful tips and tools and methods and stuff on the sucker. But to me, it was amazing. So I got an email a couple days prior to the competition, the ending of the competition. And I looked on there and I was shocked to see it was in the top four of the running, and it was just awesome. And then the next day, I think I got a call from you and we went live and it just happened. So it was very, very cool.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, let's talk about the product itself. How long have you been doing this effect?
Oh boy. Well, like I said, there's several different methods in there. Many different book tests. There's one original newspaper effect that involves some really cleverness to it. And just so there's many different things independent of just the writing on people aspect. And so parts of things I've been doing up to 15 years, some of which I've only been doing 8 years. So, I mean, quite a bit of time. You might average it in, say, 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
And I've been doing it in every format. I've done it at trade shows. I've done it in corporate events. I've done it at fundraisers in front of crowds. I've done it very, very often in my strolling events. I do actually, strangely, I do a lot of very high-end weddings and a really high-end private parties. So I find myself mingling with 200 to 300 guests on a regular basis, many times a week, in homes or event centers and things like that. And it doesn't seem like it would be something that would be good for walk around, but that's 90% of what I do for a living is just walk around magic. So it actually works for a huge gamut, which is kind of cool. So maybe that's another reason it had so much support, is because it's so flexible.
Yeah.
But gosh, I don't know. It's the tagging portion. It was something I came up with, you know, maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that. And it was really another one of those means to an ends type of thing. I was playing a lot with mentalism, and I was in so many private homes. I just started getting creative and starting to put predictions in very strange places, inside of, you know, fruit in people's fridges, and, you know, just having fun, doing that. One time I did something for a tennis pro, and I ended up having predictions inside of tennis balls that were completely sealed, and we cut them open with knives and things like that. So just out of me being creative with where can predictions end up, I started, you know, I do a lot of put pocketing and pickpocketing. And so just sticking stuff in people's pockets was a nice new level for me, you know, years ago. And then one thing led to another. And I just thought, you know what? God, it'd be cool to just put it on somebody.
Yeah.
And so that just occurred to me. And I just came up with a bunch of methods of doing it. And then it just kind of, the tricks evolved from there. And it got to a point where over the last many years, I've had some different TV episodes, interviews where it's been showed here and there. So a lot of people have been emailing me over the last 7 years, like, hey, what's this trick about writing on people? How does that work? And can I have rights to use it? And et cetera, et cetera. And in the last year and a half, so many tattoo type effects and, you know, effects where things were appearing on the performer, not so much the spectator, but essentially similar types of effects. It kind of made me feel like, wow, I need to, for the first time in my life, put myself out there and say, you know what? I want to start getting some credit for some of my original stuff. So we filmed a bunch of stuff at Illusionist. We got some money tricks coming out, some mentalist tricks coming out. And then, of course, Tagged already came out. And so, to answer your question, it's hard to answer that. I think maybe, you know, roughly 8 to 10 years ago is when I came up with the main guts of it all.
Gotcha.
And I've been doing it regularly since. And it's one of my signature effects, that's for sure.
You know, if I were to hypothesize why it made such a big splash so quickly out of the gate, is that, you know, it doesn't surprise me that it's such a polished effect, that you've been doing it for so long, that when you mix that kind of, you know, battle-tested, well-worn, a kind of, you know, meat of your rotation kind of effect with the, you know, super distribution channel that is something like Illusionist, that's when you can get these really, really big kind of, almost immediate impact. Widespread kind of stuff like you did with Tagged. So, you know, it was our pleasure to have you on the live chat. I think it is a well-deserved champion for 2008. And I really do hope that maybe you'll be in the running for 2009. But is there any kind of hint that you can give us as to what might be in the running from Rich Ferguson?
Well, I got some stuff coming out. I can't talk too much about the mentalist stuff because most of what would be tipped would be, it's hard to explain, but, you know, it's the method of it in itself, just describing the type of effect would probably tip off a little bit too much, but just some ways of getting into people's heads and dressing up some mentalist type effects. There's a very original method of, I don't know if you've ever seen that. I'm sure you've seen like the thought transmitter by chance, you know, that device.
Yeah.
Something like that. I come up with a very, very cool, completely impromptu version of that with just everyday objects. Very, very cool. Things along those lines. The DVD that's coming out in about another month or so with Illusionist that is been filmed for several months now. We're just waiting for the right time for it to be released, is called Serial Biller, and we tipped that off prior and another program. And that is my a couple of my signature effects with money, and my name's Rich, so of course it makes sense that I play with a lot of money in my shows, just because it just kind of ties in well. It's kind of a play on words, so I do a lot of tricks with money and things like that. And this one is a variety of effects where, you know, there's different deal switches. One is original to me. Several others are taught that are pretty standard. And many different methods of doing cool things, like making the serial numbers vanish, making the serial numbers appear somewhere else. The main core of the DVD is devoted to my original method of being able to borrow a dollar and actually having someone note the serial number, write it down prior to ripping it up. And the method is absolutely diabolical, and it should really help anyone who does any typical magic money or money magic, like torn and restored bills, bills delimit, anything they do. This will enhance it tenfold, because it's a way of having someone note the serial number before, during, and after the trick, which is so killer. And you give the dollar out at the end, 100% legit. They can take it to the bank and check it out. There's no, you know, they're not left with any kind of gimmick or altered dollar at all. That's very, very powerful. So that's exciting. So it's called Serial Biller. I don't know exactly when it's coming out, but pretty soon.
But soon. So keep your eye on, and these are both from Illusionist, right?
They're all Illusionist, yes.
All Illusionist effects, and they are from Rich Ferguson. So keep your eye on the ball there, kids, because it sounds very, very cool. And again, hopefully you'll be in the running for the top prize next year, or rather this year. Since
we will see, baby.
We will see. But as we mentioned at the top of the program, we reported way back in September that the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus had unveiled, or was working on, rather, it has now been unveiled, their new show, Zing Zang Zoom. It's going to be a full magic experience. The Ringmaster role is being replaced by magician Alex Ramon. I hope that I'm saying that name right, and not Raymond. I don't know. We'll say Ramon. Who previously was seen on stage with the Disney Live show. For the record, both the Disney Live and Zing Zang Zoom feature illusions designed by the great Jim Steinmeier, yet another reason to go see it. And as a lot of people have noted in the comment section on iTrix, the signature effect is making a completely surrounded elephant disappear, and they'll do that town to town. So it's a very, very cool illusion. Rich, what can a Ringling Magic Circus show do that, say, for example, Cirque du Soleil can't do in a magic show?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I just saw this question right before you answered it or asked it, and I was thinking about it. And honestly, that's a tough one to answer, because Cirque du Soleil, there's such a big gamut. I have a couple friends in Vegas that are involved with some shows there, and it's a huge gamut that incorporates so much theater and arts and juggling and dancing and acrobatics and sounds and smells and stuff that it's really come a long way. You know, it's really amazing. And with circus, I think that people tend to have an image of that kind of vintage circus feel, and it's a little bit more of a younger family kind of environment, perhaps.
Yeah.
So maybe it will bring more of a family kind of, you know, basic needs, meeting the basic needs kind of a format, versus Cirque du Soleil, which is more of a high caliber,
high art.
High end show. It's some high art where you go and pay to get a ticket to go into an event center, as opposed to it traveling around per se, you know, like what you would expect from a circus. And I'm not knocking on the circus skill and what goes behind that. I'm just comparing the two as far as their format, as far as one kind of builds itself into a theater. Like, you go to Vegas and see a Cirque du Soleil show, the stage itself is designed around the damn thing. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Going on with a circus, it's a whole nother set of skills to be able to break that down and move to another city. And then, and of course, you know, the tradition of having a ring master and just what a circus represents. You expect certain kinds of effects. You expect tight walking. You expect animals and something with the elephant. Now, having an elephant vanish center ring surrounded, that sounds pretty darn cool.
Indeed. And that's something that, you know, the good thing about having expectations is that you immediately have a shorthand with your audience. So a magic circus can kind of play with all those circus traditions, mm-hmm. right? And what people expect to see at a circus.
Mm-hmm. So that magic, so that's going to be really interesting. I'm not too familiar with it. I was reading I heard that that Jim Steinmeier was involved with it. I don't know exactly what degree, but I'm familiar with some of his past work and I know that that guy's brilliant. So, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some pretty cool effects if he's a consultant or an effects designer. I'm not really sure on that end, but
I believe it was all pre-show work. I'm not positive, but we do have a few people that are involved in the production talking to us. So hopefully we'll be able to get some clarification on that, on exactly his role in right. Zing Zang Zoom.
That was really exciting. Do you know when is that, like, when's that hit?
It kicks off in Tampa Bay, Florida, this week, I believe. It starts off and then goes around the country for about a year and a half. I think that's how the schedules go.
So cool. I can't wait to see that. Now, Zig Zang Zoom.
Zing Zang Zoom.
When I first saw that, because it was the magic version of a circus, my mind instantly saw zigzag. So there's a little bit of a zigzag hidden within the zing zang, which is kind of peculiar.
That is very cool. I did not notice that. But you know, I'll tell you what, that's why we have you on, Rich, because you have those eagle eyes, that sixth sense. For the things
sixth
that,
sense.
Yes, for us us mere mortals don't catch. But and you know, one thing I don't know if you saw coming, because I certainly didn't, was the end of the show. We are out of time. But thank you very, very much for stopping in, Rich.
Thank you so much, Justin. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you guys again and supporting you, and I appreciate the support the other way around, too.
Absolutely, and hopefully we talked about it before the recording, but we'll probably have you on for a Nitrix interview. So any of your fans there that want to, look forward to that, because we'll way more into the mind of Rich Ferguson.
Sounds good, my friend.
All right. If you guys would like to fire back on anything you hear on this podcast, questions, concerns, complaints, we welcome them all at show@itrix.com, or just leave a comment on the Magic Week in Review post on iTrix, and that's where the kind of conversation about the episode will be. So for the first episode of 2009, signing off, I am Justin Robert Young of itrix.com.
itrix.com.